You are now listening to the On Cue Performance Therapy Podcast, where the worlds of sports medicine and performance collide. My name is Mike Quintons. I'm a physical therapist with an entrepreneurial mindset that specializes in treating orthopedic and sports injuries. I'm bringing on the brightest and sharpest in the field of sports medicine to share their best practices and explore the gap where medicine meets performance. I'm with Sam Whitney, the founder of Align the Grind. So fill me in on what you're doing, man. Tell us a little bit about what the business is about. You know, how are you providing this care and to what clientele?
Sure. I left collegiate strength and conditioning about a year and a half ago. I did the high school thing for a very short time. I just found that that wasn't for me. But over the last few years, I'd say I'm going on 3 years now of having my own business online, and it's kind of shifted and molded into this new thing. I mean, I still have it in my heart to help collegiate student athletes. And the reason why that is because my approach to strength and conditioning, being at the Olympic level, like just being realistic here, not working with football, not working with men's and women's basketball, I was working with a group of athletes that had very few opportunities to do anything within their sport after they graduated. So as a strength coach, knowing that, I understand the importance of winning a championship. I understand the importance of winning a conference championship or just racking up W's, period. But ultimately, there has to be something more there, in my opinion. My thought every day, every time I stepped into the weight room, was that these are very important people that are walking into this weight room. What sort of impact can I make for them long term in their life? Because it's probably not going to be sport. None of them are there to do weightlifting or do strength and conditioning with me, but I wanted my athletes to be comfortable going to a gym after leaving. I wanted them to have the self-confidence to move ahead in life. And I hate to say it, but I often have seen how perhaps the NCAA and the collegiate athletic system has failed to prepare student athletes for quote unquote the real world. So
I definitely agree with you on that.
So. Yeah. Definitely. So my online training started out as simply that, just training. Like former athletes would reach out to me occasionally and ask if I could write them a program. And I would do that. And I did that for a long time for free. And it was during the pandemic that I decided to make like a 6 week body weight only. And I made it pay what you can. So some people sent me $5. Some people sent me $100. Whatever you think that's worth, whatever you think I'm worth, send it to me. Could have just been circumstantial with the situation going on with COVID. But the way I saw it was when people knew, understood that they could pay me for these services, they were more willing to reach out to me. So in other words, the few athletes that reached out to me prior to ask if I would do something for them were just the ones that were willing to reach out and ask that. But once people understood that it doesn't hurt to ask because I can actually pay for it, then the response was overwhelming. So I definitely felt like there was something more there and something that I needed to do. I kind of had the calling for that. So again, just started out as kind of writing programs, but with that other stuff, the more personal stuff in my mind was, you know, how can I give them something else, something deeper? I feel that you can step into the gym, but unless kind of everything is flowing and just good work-life balance and everything you have going on mentally and spiritually, unless that's all kind of meshing together, your results in the gym won't be quite as good. So a lot of people use the gym as an escape to try and get away from some of these other problems or clear their mind, just have a refresh. But I think when all three of those aspects, mind, body, and spirit, are working in conjunction, your results in the gym are much better. Your results in your relationships and your work are much better as well. So, and you're a much happier person.
How do you get to that, right? I love this. To me, I see the same thing as a PT. 90% of what we do is psychological. And I mean like reinforcements and reassurance and discussion, listening, et cetera. I would imagine I probably maybe answered the question for you, but what are you doing that is, you know, sufficing that or, you know, checking that box?
Yeah. So my current offering is for an online community of former collegiate athletes. It's broken up into male and female so that they have a space where they can feel comfortable with each other to discuss possibly things that you wouldn't discuss if the opposite sex were there. So the community basis is a Slack channel currently. I'm working on a different application right now to kind of bring everything together. So they have a community there on Slack. They check in with each other and with me every single day with their morning routine and their non-negotiables. So I give them a morning routine to abide by, and then they can add any number of non-negotiables that they want for themselves. So those are just personal rules for yourself to live by. So maybe it's hydration, maybe it's tracking your macros, maybe it's telling your girlfriend you love them, whatever it is, spending time with your kids, whatever they want to put on there. So most of them add two or three extra things. So they'll check in every day with those non-negotiables in their morning routine. And the morning routine involves, on the spiritual side, it's meditation, it's journaling. Those things are, you know, mental as well, and reading. So
love that, man. Awesome.
So all that stuff is incorporated.
Gold. For all the listeners, like, this is the evolution of the strength and conditioning coach, right? I mean, like, not that like sound cheesy intentionally, right? This is of any professional that deals with people, especially about their physical, like their physicality, right? And how they take care of themselves. Like you said, mind, body, spirit, relationships, all the above. Man, yeah. I love that.
That's so cool. It's hard to accomplish in a collegiate weight room where you got limited time with your athletes, and you've got 400 some athletes coming through your weight room, and you've got 15 to 17 teams, you know.
What percentage of your clients are local, within an hour or 2 hour drive of the Philadelphia area?
Well, the large majority of my athletes are 1 degree removed from me. They're either directly related to me or are 1 degree removed currently. So there's maybe like one or two clients that I don't know personally. So they're all people that were local to Philadelphia at one time, but currently are in four different time zones.
In terms of options for, just so our listeners can understand if they want to utilize you as a resource, because we have listeners, I mean, heck, the one podcast at all across the world, I think. So like, how many days a week do you recommend, and does everyone get access to the community?
So like I said, Align the Grind, the community is available to former student athletes. So I vet everybody. So you do have to be a former collegiate athlete. Okay. Just to understand the mindset, right? To have been there. And it doesn't matter if you played your entire 4 or 5 years or got injured and had to leave the team or got into academic trouble. As long as you were a part of the team for a time, then yeah, I'm willing to accept you. But it needs to be people that can understand each other from that level. For sure. First and foremost. So it's like I said, it's open to males and females, former collegiate athletes. I'm more than willing to do online programming for someone who's not former collegiate athlete. They're just not part of the community.
Understood.
And then here locally, I do work with a company called The Lab, doing personal training. So that's always an option for folks too.
Gotcha. So in terms of the programming that you're writing, would that be more so for The Lab, or are you doing that through The Grind, or is The Grind more so the community?
Both. Yeah. Got it. I mean, okay. Locally, for myself personally, I partnered with The Lab. So anything hands-on in person is going to be through them.
Okay.
My wish, my dream is to have my business be 100% online. So any of the programming that I do for people through my own company will be online. And then Align the Grind, that comes with the training program. It comes with nutritional, you know, macro recommendations if the client chooses to opt in on that portion of it. So it's all encompassing. That's the body part of the mind, body, spirit.
Sam, what's the I'll use the word struggle. What's the biggest struggle that you found that college athletes have dealt with or do deal with when they're done and they're not an athlete anymore? Like what's the biggest struggle that you found?
Yeah, the biggest thing, you know, I will say the reason why I felt like this was a great idea and the reason why I started this variation of my company or this offering is because I had several of my own former athletes reach out to me, and they all used the same thing. They all said they felt stuck. That was the word I heard over and over again. They felt stuck and they didn't have a sense of belonging after they lost their sport. So some of them lost their sport due to injury, and some of them just lost their sport because they graduated and they had no other outlet for that. So it's the team aspect for a lot of them. It's the structure for a lot of them. Those are the things that I hear the most frequently.
Do you feel like that lack of competitiveness is how do they fill that competitive void as an ex-athlete? How do you help them fill that competitive void that's no longer there?
I don't actually know if that competitiveness hasn't come up in conversation. I'll be honest with you. If anything, they're competing with themselves. That's probably one thing I hear a lot too, is I used to be able to do this, and I used to. So a lot of the program is focused around reframing, you know, what you have appreciation for and what your body can do. So we're not always trying to restore our former glory.
Awesome.
Man, I got so much I want to dive into all this. We just don't have the time. I played college football And when I lifted, it was to like run through somebody, right? It was like, that was my motivation. It wasn't like, so I got big legs or big chest. I could care less. It was, my motivation was to run through someone, whatever it was. Yeah. When you don't play football, you don't have that, right? Yeah, so like, I can't just run through people on the street. So what is then the motivation or the competitive nature, what have you? And to me, it's just about like, I got to find things to motivate me that I want to achieve, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's metrics or what have you. Yeah. I'm sure it's different for everybody, which kind of leads me to my next question. How are you vetting? How are you finding? Are you taking like an unlimited number of clients? And the last question I have is, how are you determining in terms of the body component, how to program for these people, right? Are you interviews, check-ins?
Yeah. So your first question was, how am I vetting clients? So they fill out an application form just to make sure they're a right fit for the program. So there's detailed information that they need to provide on that. And then I use the good old Googles to do my best to find them on former rosters and things like that and make sure their name pops up. Like I said, I haven't had too much trouble as of yet because everyone's kind of one degree removed from me. So if someone knows somebody and they know they did X sport at this school, then easy so far. That's it's a good problem you present, though, that I've thought about already. And I don't know how I'm going to overcome that in the future. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
There you go.
And what was the second part of your question?
The second part of the question was resources that they have at home for the body component.
Programming. So we do an initial intake coaching call and we sit down, we talk about goals. I take them through the entire program, what's expected of them in terms of the morning routine and the non-negotiables. We go over all the different benefits that we offer. So like I said, the nutritional recommendations, if they choose to, we sit down and discuss their goals for their training, whether it's in the weight room or marathon training, whatever it is. The rest of the benefits are coaching calls. So our weekly coaching call as a group, and then our one-on-one coaching calls, how they schedule those with me. Try to do bi-weekly. I say, you know, they can contact me bi-weekly or whenever they need. So some people take advantage of that, as you'd imagine, and then others, that's maybe not their thing. So I try and offer as much added value as possible, whether or not they choose to take advantage of it or not. So
it's awesome. I love the format, love the idea. I love that it's community, because that's what people love about the gym.
Yeah, the community is big.
That's huge. So like even like, especially like, I'll throw it out there, like CrossFit.
We got CrossFit to thank for the community aspect.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing they showed us. So
exactly right. And so now you're bringing that to a virtual environment, virtual community, right?
Yep.
I love that, where you're getting support. Yeah. So what have you found to be your clients, a majority of your clients or some of your clients? What's their motivation behind getting in shape, right? Taking care of themselves when they've lost their, so to speak, identity you know, sense of belonging?
Yeah, it's different. It's different for everyone. That's truly the special thing about the program, is everybody's going to get exactly what they need from the program. So it's all encompassing, mind, body, spirit. A lot of people may come in thinking that what they really need is a really good gym routine and they just need some good programming, right? And then they might find that they become really attached to the morning routine and they really fall in love with meditation. And now they've read more books in a month, 2 months into the year than they would in the year prior. So, you know, I think the motivation for people is, it's different on all cases. I pitch the program as a training program because I am a strength coach and that's my easiest way to reach people. So not everyone is aware of the full scope of the community when they join. You know, I really just sell the training program. So whatever it is, you know, like you want to train for, you're motivated to train for a 5K, you know, you want to become a bodybuilder, whatever it is, we'll program for those goals. But
I love it. All right. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the On Cue Performance Therapy Podcast. Stay tuned for the last of three episodes with Coach Sam Whitney as we discuss powerlifting and the athlete, who should and should not be powerlifting, as well as what specific lifts are appropriate for what sports.
Thanks for listening to the On Cue Performance Therapy Podcast. If you'd like this episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It would mean so much to me if you could leave us a 5-star review so more listeners like you could get this important information. See you next time.